That is like saying the weather in America is like this, always sunny or always snowing. It depends on what part of the country you are in and what season. In China, the sun is always shining somewhere. Somewhere else, the snow is always falling. But the government is capable of magic. They can take you to places where it is usually snowing and show you a glimpse of sunlight so that you can go back and say there is no snow in China. But they actually showed us Bibles printed by the government. I saw them. Yes, it is true. But 80% of all Chinese Christians are in house churches. There are not nearly enough Bibles even for those in registered churches, much less house churches.
I've heard repeatedly that people exaggerate about persecution in China. Aren't things getting better all the time?
I wish you were as quick to believe Yesu's truth as you are the party's propaganda. Under Deng, we moved away from Mao's socialism, but only because it didn't work. To gain trading status with the West, our leaders had to make China appear not to violate human rights. So they take businessmen like you and political leaders and even religious leaders on tours to prove we are free. Then you go back and reassure everyone in your country.
You're saying they're using us? Chuan flashed Ben a look of incredulity he didn't appreciate.
Of course they are using you. Their job is to make China look attractive. Your job is to accept the picture they paint. That way you can sell your semiconductors and computer chips. They are happy. You are happy. They get rich. You get rich. Everyone believes what they want to.
No need to get so cynical, Chuan. What I'm saying is... Ben stopped when he saw Chuan's darting eyes. Though pretending to look elsewhere, Chuan repeatedly looked back at a man standing outside a shop looking at miniature lamps.
Time to move,
Chuan said, walking ahead. Ben looked back. The man behind them was walking again, never looking in their direction.
We need to go to your car, said Chuan. We must go to the hotel.
What hotel? Chuan moved so quickly Ben had to run 10 feet to catch him. They walked in the front door of what a rusty old sign said was the Huachao Bingquan, the Overseas Chinese Hotel. After a few steps on thin, frayed carpet, Ben concluded that this threadbare establishment had probably looked good in its day. But its day was long past. Chuan carried a bulging plastic sack he had retrieved from the car. Ben walked just behind Chuan up the stairs, on carpet in places worn through to the wood. As they passed the second floor, Ben stopped a moment and looked into a big hallway mirror. He saw his droopy eyes and felt his jet lag. He hurried to catch up. At the third floor, Ben gazed into an identical mirror, this time seeing beads of sweat on his